Hello, and welcome to Another Moment in Creation with Diana Wedge. Today, we're talking about ladybugs. We are familiar with ladybugs wearing pretty little red coats with black polka dots. However, there are also ladybugs of different colors in this world. These little six-legged wonders are found practically everywhere. They point to some incredible designs by our incredible creator who designed every detail. Actually, ladybugs are not really bugs at all. They're beetles. They can also be called lady beetles and ladybird beetles. We will use the terms interchangeably today. Their classified order name is Coleoptera. Coleo means sheath and pteria means wing. Its specific characteristics include two pairs of wings. The forewings will be stiff or leathery and protect a very thin membranous hind wings when the beetle's not flying. Another difference between bugs and beetles is that bugs mostly have a liquid diet and they have a needle-like mouthpart. In comparison, all species of beetles are classed as having chewing mouthparts. Species of ladybugs can range from just 1 millimeter in length to about 10 millimeters, and most ladybugs are flying beetles. This is probably why in many English-speaking countries they are called ladybirds. By the way, male ladybugs are commonly a little smaller than female ladybugs. They are also incredible survivors. They're built like an army tank that can also fly or burrow. All beetles have two coverings, sort of like armor, that shield their delicate inner wings. These keep them safe from dirt and other things that might tear at them. When they're in danger, they can wedge themselves into a cozy hideaway or soar through the air. They're like tiny tanks with pop-out wings. What does God think of his creation? Genesis 1:31 says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." Ladybugs mainly communicate with each other using chemical signals called pheromones. Did you know a ladybug group or swarm is actually called a loveliness of ladybugs? In the winter, ladybugs also hibernate in groupings known as diapause, and young ladybugs pause in growth during winter hibernation. During winter months, thousands of millions of ladybugs can be seen congregating in the southwestern USA looking for hibernation spots. It is thought that ladybugs who travel to mountainous and other areas follow pre-laid pheromone trails by the previous generation. They will also relay those pheromones for the next generation. When a ladybug is in flight, they beat their wings 85 times per second. They can reach speeds of up to 37 miles per hour and go as high as 3,600 feet. Although rare, ladybugs can fly up to 120 kilometers a day, and they can fly for up to 2 hours. Ladybugs cannot fly when temperatures are below 13 Celsius, and they become more active once the temperature reaches near 16 Celsius. Whether you live on a farm or in a high-rise, you can do a ladybug investigation in search of ladybug cities. Burr clover, dandelions, and many other plants will offer a lot of opportunity to find ladybugs. Where you see plants, you will probably see ladybugs. If you come across them, stop, get down and look closely within the plants. You will likely start to see these little critters crawling all around. Let's take a moment to talk about ladybug life cycles. Ladybugs typically lay around 10 to 15 eggs at a time, mostly in rows or clusters on the underside of a leaf, often near to food sources like aphid colonies. The usual number of eggs laid by a female in a year can be anything between 3 and 300, depending on the species and other climate and food source factors. The ladybug life cycle begins with a batch of bright yellow eggs, which are laid on branches near these food sources. They hatch as larvae in 4 to 10 days and then spend about 3 weeks feeding up. The earliest arrivals may eat some of the eggs that have not yet hatched, and once they're well fed, they begin to build a pupa, And after 7 to 10 days, they emerge as adults. We'll talk about that a little bit more. An adult ladybug may actually eat up to 75 aphids in a single day. Scientists estimate that the insects consume as many as 5,000 aphids over its lifetime. And these insects, by the way, usually only live about a year. A garden plant that's prone to aphid infestations is a prime ladybug habitat. When you are observing your ladybug cities, you will likely see what look like other types of non-ladybug insects. To familiarize yourself with the ladybug life cycle, visit this plant daily. You may see something that looks like a little cluster of yellow dots, and these are the eggs we talked about. Take your time to examine the leaves, lifting them to observe the undersides, and you'll likely find this cluster of bright yellow eggs. You will more than likely see something that looks like a miniature alligator as well. This is the larva stage for ladybugs. Like alligators in miniature, they have long pointed abdomens, spiny bodies, and legs that protrude from their sides. The larvae feed and grow for about a month, and during this stage, they often consume hundreds of aphids. Once hatched, the larvae shed their skin several times, and once they've reached a large enough size, they stop eating and attach themselves to a plant leaf or stem to transform into the next life cycle stage called the pupa. You may see what resembles a colorful snail. This is the pupa stage of development in a ladybug. This is when it undergoes a complete metamorphosis. The ladybug's body undergoes a remarkable transformation. All of these creatures are ladybugs, just in different stages of their life. A ladybug's entire development life cycle only takes 3 to 7 weeks before culminating in a fully grown ladybug or ladybird adult. While exploring your ladybug city, keep an eye out for more than just the fully grown adult ladybug that we're used to seeing. Farmers love ladybugs because they eat soft little insects that kill plants. Ladybugs may also drink water, honeydew, or feed on the nectar from flowers. According to Thought Co., because ladybugs have long been known to eat the gardener's pestilent aphids and other insects, there have been many attempts to use ladybugs to control these pests. The first attempt, and one of the most successful, was in the late 1880s when an Australian ladybug was imported into California to control the cottony cushion scale insect. The experiment was expensive, but in 1890, the orange crop in California tripled. Not all such experiments work, though. After the California orange success, over 40 different ladybug species were introduced to North America, but only 4 species were successfully established. The best successes have helped farmers control scale insects and mealybugs. The best ladybugs you can get for your garden or your farm are called Hippodamia convergens. These are recognizable by the 2 white lines in front of the outer shell. They are voracious eaters and eat lots of aphids really quickly. They also stick around to continue to protect your garden. In Victorian times, it was fairly common for doctors to mash up ladybugs for dental care. They would smear the resulting mixture in a patient's mouth as a cure for toothache. I'm not so sure about it, though. I wouldn't try it myself. I guess back then, when your tooth ached, you did whatever you could. Did you know that the name Lady, in referencing ladybugs, refers to the Virgin Mary? According to legend, European crops during the Middle Ages were plagued by pests. Farmers began praying to the Blessed Lady, the Virgin Mary. Soon, the farmers started seeing beneficial ladybugs in their fields, and the crops were miraculously saved from the pests. The farmers began calling the red and black beetles, quote, Our Lady's Birds, unquote, or Lady Beetles. In Germany, these insects go by the name Maharian Kafar. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that very well, but it means Mary Beetles, as in M-A-R-Y, Beetles. The 7-spotted lady beetle is believed to be the first one named for the Virgin Mary. The red color is said to represent her cloak, and the black spots, her 7 sorrows. In Switzerland, ladybugs are called God's Good Little Fairies, or Good God's Little Fairy, depending on which way you interpret it. Did you also know that ladybugs practice cannibalism? If food is scarce, ladybugs will do what they must to survive, even if it means eating each other. A hungry ladybug will make a meal of any soft-bodied sibling it encounters. Newly emerged adults, or recently molted larvae, are soft enough for the average ladybug to chew. Eggs, or pupae, are providing protein to a ladybug that has run out of aphids. In fact, scientists believe that ladybugs will deliberately lay infertile eggs as a ready food source for their young hatchlings. When times are tough, a ladybug may lay an increased number of infertile eggs to give her babies a better chance of surviving. God has planned everything thoroughly. However, not all ladybugs are carnivores. Some ladybug species are also known to only eat plants instead of pests. Beetles have tiny hairs on their feet that cling to surfaces, which allow them to walk upside down, kind of like a reusable insect tape. The base of each hair is hard and stiffer, so they have good support. God packed the world full of amazing designs. What he made has inspired some great human inventions. Remember, this is called biomimicry or biomimicry. I'll share one of the ways ladybugs can influence future technology. The University of Tokyo has been inspired by the ladybug's natural flight mechanisms. They noticed that the ladybug folds its wings like origami, and they keep them strong and rigid during flight. This unique detail was noticed and studied up close by the university's researchers. The researchers transplanted artificial wings on the outer part of the ladybug's wing. This made it easier for them to see how fastly it moves when it folds and flies. They believed that the study could provide clues for future designs utilizing robotics, aerospace, and mechanical engineering of numerous structures like satellites and microscopic medical instruments, and even umbrellas. Ladybugs could actually one day help us redesign the umbrella. Researchers were so inspired to take another look at umbrella designs, and this is really interesting because they've basically not changed in over 1,000 years. Here's a little bit of an aside for you. Ladybugs have traveled to space. 4 ladybugs were placed inside a jar which also contained aphids. They were included on a space shuttle as part of a zero-gravity experiment to study movement. It was found that the ladybugs were still able to capture and eat their prey without the need for gravity. God has lavished his care and mercy even on the smallest of creatures, which have an arsenal of defenses to thrive in a world teeming with hungry predators. Bright coloring often goes hand in hand with defensive chemicals. This type of built-in protection is called aposematic coloration. The creature's body serves as a billboard warning would-be predators about the danger of poisoning. Such coloring is like a skull and crossbones flag on a pirate ship. If the predator has previously had an unpleasant or even potentially toxic encounter, it may associate the bold or bright color pattern with a bad taste or an excruciating sting. Upon being eaten, the ladybird's taste can be unpleasant, depending on who the attacker is. This can save future ladybugs from attack. The ladybug's defense mechanisms also include the fact that they have a tougher outer shell and that they can play dead. Also, once provoked, ladybugs release a very foul odor. If the attacker is small enough, and if they get the chance, ladybugs are able to bite first. As you study more about bugs, you will see that each one is designed to do what it does do, and what it does do well. I'm quoting Buddy Davis here, who loves to study all kinds of great things in creation. So the next time you see a ladybug or another small creature, watch where it goes and what it does over a period of time. You may be impressed at how much you will learn. Then don't forget to praise God for the interesting world he has made. This is Diana signing off until we share another moment in creation together.